It's all about the sardi. With the sards, were beautiful edibles. Big GTs, some big blacktop kiwis, some good garrick.
It's a long weekend coming up. It is going to be jam-packed with action. It's going to be tighter than the schoolyard secret. That's how packed it's going to be for this weekend.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, welcome back to Where the Salt Meets the Soul and the Ocean Writes the Script. We are talking chaos. We are talking adrenaline and the kind of fishing stories that comes with salt in your beard and thunder in your chest. We are talking about the 2025 Sardine Run with the insane amount of garrick that has come along with it. And this week's mammoth-sized kingfish, non-stop ragged tooth action. And guys, I'm not just talking about ones or twos or sixes or tens. I am talking about a ridiculous amount of them. We are talking KZN, we are talking East Coast, we are talking Angler News. So grab your gear, strap in, and get ready, because when the sardine run comes, the ocean explodes, and we are right here in the thick of it with all that has happened and what is going to happen over this next couple days. So let's get into it. But before we do, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. So guys, let's get into the thick of the show, right? It's a long weekend coming up. And if this weekend is going to be anything like what the last weekend was, it is going to be jam-packed with action. It's going to be tighter than the schoolyard secret. That's how packed it's going to be for this weekend, because we know last weekend, it was absolute chaos. You guys seen me on the beach. If you haven't, well, where were you? Follow me on my socials. In fact, follow me on the road. I had like 20 cars follow me last week as we were chasing the sardines, and boy did we find them. Well, on Saturday anyway. As for Sunday, yeah, it was a bit tricky. It was a slow start, but the fish did come through, and the fish will be coming through, and I'm going to tell you about that in the later half of the show. Right now, we are going to tell you what's happening in Durban with Mike V and Brad Krubler.
How's it, guys? The whole weekend everywhere was all about the sardine. That is all everybody wants, everybody's talking about. It's all about the sardine. With the sards were beautiful edibles. Big GTs, some big blacktop kiwis, some good garrick, all that sort of thing. Big prodigals, there was, yeah, the edibles were rough with the sardine. And the mix was a couple greys, a couple small blackfins, things like that, but it's mainly all about the edibles. When you can find a decent shawl, you should be catching something. Mainly blacktop kiwis, mainly garrick, but the Cizella shawls had some big GTs, the Kamar shawls had some big GTs. So yeah, there was very good fishing with the sards. On the Durban North beaches, couple stumpies, couple grunters, odd grey shark, odd spinner, things like that, but I think everything has been sucked down towards the sardine shawls. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, the guys were still getting some lovely kuta, snook have made appearance again, couple yellowfin tuna, all those things around. So the guys have been doing very well, having some good fun. As soon as the sea settles again, I'm sure it'll be game on again. Durban Bay, that side, lovely grunter. Absolutely lovely grunter. I saw a picture of one that must have gone maybe 7 kilos. Absolute giant. Good couple of garrick in the bay too now. Folks pulling live mullet or a live mozzie or a live pinky, something like that, we'll be getting the bite. A couple of kingies here and there, one springer I heard of, but nothing else major. Guys, have a good one. This is Mike V for ANSA. Thanks.
Good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last week off the Durban area off the ski boat situation. Guys, what can I say? We've had some pretty good weather coming up to the weekend, and yeah, it was really, really nice with some real good bottom fish, some really good soldiers, slingers, and some nice rock rods. And there were quite a few snook and some springer off the Durban beachfront that's there by the Virginia off north of the Mangani River. Yeah, guys, but now with all the sardines around, so we should have some game fish maybe starting to come into the shoals. And that's it, guys. Yeah, tight lines. And this is Brad for Angling News South Africa, and speak to you guys all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. It's all about the sardines. sardines. Now, guys, if you want to know the details about sardines, I will later show the deep dive, really deep dive into the science of the sardine run. If you want to know the difference between a red eye and a normal sardine, if you want to know about whether we can eat any type of bait fish, and if you want to know how to preserve this, well, I was about to say bait, but even if you are going to eat it, if you want to know how to preserve your sardine, well, the deep dive is going to tell you all about it. So check it out. It's on our latest podcast. Find it on ecr.co.za under podcast or wherever you find your latest podcast news. Now, let's jump into the Midlands. Let's speak to Jan with all that still water action that's going on with that trout.
Hey there, guys. With the recent spell of stable cooler weather and the trout fishing season in full swing, it has provided some great fishing across the Midlands. Till this week, that is, as a massive frontal system covered the country. Some good rains and some snow up top have been reported, which will stand the dropping water levels in good stead. The high winds which we experienced will mix the waters for a wee while, but as soon as the weather settles and the pressure rises out of its current dip, it will be game back on. The stillwater anglers of the Natal Fly Fishers Club have been out in force and showing off some excellent fish from the waters. The big uns have started to come out, and there have been some good numbers of fish in the 15 to 19 inch or 38 to 48 centimeter bracket, as well as some lunkers in the 21 to 23 inch or 53 to 58 centimeter class. Water temperatures are now sitting around 10 to 12 degrees, and anglers are reporting fish in the shallows, a sure sign that the spawning cycles have started. Last weekend saw the 28th edition of the highly popular Camberg Trout Festival, the longest running such event in the country. Some great fish were reported there as well. Of the 451 fish brought to the net over 2 days and four fishing sessions, the biggest rainbow coming in at 58 centimeters or 23 inches and a whopping brown trout of 62 centimeters or 24.5 inches. Yours truly took part, and between the fishing and the festivities, I'm already looking forward to next year's event. Guys, of concern across the Midlands with its large bovine population is an outbreak of foot and mouth disease. To protect the stock of the landowners, the Natal Fly Fishers Club has issued notice on the current closure of a number of its waters and possibly more to follow in the short term as they monitor the outbreak. The advisory note requests that anglers follow any landowner or staff request to respect their vehicle or footwear sterilization protocols as required. While the trout fishing seems to be on the up, news from the rest of the freshwater spectrum remains quiet. So it's either a case of fishing being in the doldrums, or rather that, and hopefully so, quote unquote, no news is good news, and anglers are playing their cards very close to their chest. Guys, don't forget Dad this weekend, the Kingfisher Awards have some specials on to spoil the men. Guys, this is Jan Korobal reporting from Kingfisher Peter Matsburg and for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan. 451 trout in 1 weekend. That is absolutely crazy. That's like as much as sardines we've got coming out on these nets. Okay, well, you know, pretty close. Let's put it that way. For trout, yeah, that is a lot of fish. Thank you so much for that report, Jan. Truly inspiring. Apart from that bass and carp, what is going on with that? Probably the same thing that's going on with the shad. Speaking of which, on the north coast, there hasn't been any shad. However, on the north coast, we did get carp, we did get garrick, and we did get a lot of sharks and a variety of them. That's on your rock and surf side. The guys are still, you know what, holding on for that action. Then when the sardine might pass, might not pass, but when, you know, things start coming their way, they're still getting fish nevertheless. However, one species they are getting a ridiculous amount of is those kuta. Kuta is going on for days up on the north coast. It is absolutely crazy, and it seems to be the most prolific fish happening out there right now. So if you're an offshore angler, and if you're heading up north, or if you are up north, well, guys, fish for that kuta. Now, let's see what's happening down the south coast with Ray Thompson before we round it off on the lower half of the south coast, where it's been all out non-stop action. And then I'm going to tell you about the sardine forecast for this weekend.
All of this week, sardines and more sardines. Traveling with the sardines, especially from the lower south coast, quite a lot of raggy action, shark action, down in the Port Edward, all the way through St. Mike's, that whole area, up to pretty much up to Shepston. From Shepston north, there's been a lot of edible fish being caught. And I'm talking about kingies, GTs, basically producing the most GTs that I've seen this year, in the range of 30 to 50 kilos. So that Baisley area is on fire with GTs. But again, let's go down again to Stabell, that area. Quite a few sharks been hooked in that vicinity. Kingies, snook, and of course, garrick. And a lot of shad starting to make their appearance down in the Stabell area. Again, going back up to Baisley, all the way through to Scottborough. One person got a lovely prodigal son in the 30 to 40 kilo range off of Scotties on the weekend, as well as quite a few kingies coming out in that area as well. Snook and more snook from Warners as well as Gary. Lots and lots of Gary coming out. A couple of oxeye tarpon being hooked and landed there in the Toti area as well, just for a weird and wonderful fish thrown in there mix. At night time, there's been quite a few diamonds at Stabell, that middle south coast area. Those winter diamonds are starting to appear, as well as some big grunter coming out as well. Guys, have a fantastic week, and the weather looking forward, looking very good for the weekend once again.
Thank you, Ray Thompson. I think he has mentioned everything we dreamed of over this winter period. Now, the upper half of the south coast, Adam's area. Now, guys, Adam was affected by the wind as well as a lot of other people along KZN over Tuesday and Wednesday. Guys, the winds were really damaging. Unfortunately, Adam has been trying to repair his house. So, you know what? He's not here with us this week, but he has been flooding me with the images that has been coming out. Guys, he's been keeping me informed, and the entire week he's like, do you have enough data? Do you have enough memory space? Because the catches were just coming through from last Friday, Saturday, Sunday, even Monday, when we knew that heavy weather was coming. The guys were out there. Let me tell you how insane the South Coast was. Even this week in the South Coast, in that crazy, crazy 100 kilometer wind, we still had visuals of an angler or two standing out there and fishing. I saw them out there at Splash Rock. I saw them out there at Shelly Beach. Yeah. Dedication, passion, endurance, whatever it is, kudos to those guys. Now, kudos to all the other anglers that brought in fish. We know Eugene, I think on my last count, I counted 4 raggies in one session. 4 ragged-toothed shark in one session. I just had to repeat that. It is insane. He probably got even more, but he wasn't the only one. Quite a few other ragged-tooth came out, right? There were kingfish, quite a lot of kingfish, and these were those really nice-sized ones, like 15 kilos up. And as for the garrick, guys, it's just been coming out all over the South Coast. And apart from that, there's been shad. Shad, you know, we just seen on the groups, the guys will be putting it out there. Hey, shad biting at Orange Rocks. Shad biting at Shelly Beach. Shad biting at the Block. We even got Michael screaming on voice note, double clutch, shad is on. So you know what? The South Coast is alive. It's been extremely alive. We would really miss Adam giving us the full detail, but in a nutshell, that is what's been going on. So guys, this weekend, it's looking absolutely amazing. I did tell you about the sardine forecast. Well, I spoke to the sardine netters and they told me, guys, it's on. Probably from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it is so on. It's on like Donkey Kong down the South Coast. It's on with the sardines. It's going to bring all that action. Last week, we saw garrick flying out the ocean with the amount of, anglers that were out there. And they were catching them on sardine. They were catching them on plug, on spoon. You know what? It's absolutely epic right now. So make sure you get out there. It's a long weekend. It's Father's Day. Make sure to take your dad fishing. Make sure you spoil him. And more than anything else, make sure you get out there and get fishing. And with that being said,
this is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.